You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Star. The. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome back to another episode of The Podcast. My name is E. Ted Smith, host of this here podcast. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Down in the bottom. You know what? Stop. I'm screwing up the order here, but he's in the top left. He's back in Washington State. He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
That's why they pay the man. He's got the golden voice, and he knows what to say at the right time. What's up, boys? I'm just, you know, I'm feeling summer. I'm excited. I'm back in Seattle. So's Matt. The dream team almost back together. We're within the same county. Feels good.
I was going to say, Matt's also back in the state. I'm sorry, Matt Comer, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
What's up, Ted?
All right, well, look, folks, we're going to talk about Summer Meltdown on this podcast. Like, I got my Saturday costume. I got some new river shoes. I mean, figuring I'm going to spend a decent amount of this heat and weather just in a bathing suit and my river shoes.
Yeah. Are you going to reveal the costume to us, or is that to be determined? Wait, what's the theme first? Let's start there.
Woodland creatures.
Woodland creatures. Okay. So, you know, it feels like there's some natural avenues there for you. I mean, obviously, you know, you've got that sort of bear-like essence, a little bit of a badger sprinkle in there. I mean, you have a woodland creature vibe. I feel like this is going to be easy for you. What direction are you taking it? That's really the question.
I almost want to tell you guys because it's so stupid. Like this weekend, I was talking to somebody, but a few of us have the same costume. They're like, that's what you picked? And I was like, yeah, you'd find those kind of people in the woods, but it's not a creature so much as a, you know what, guys, look, I'm going as a gnome.
Nice. Wow. Group costume without us. Matt, get up this knife out of my back. That's absolutely brutal.
Yeah, I'm on my way, dude.
A text message, a phone call, anything, you know?
Nothing.
Matt's got gnome-like energy. I mean, come on.
I'm going as a gnome from the waist up and then just short little booty shorts from the waist down. Like, it came with pants. I was like, no chance.
No. Yeah, you need to show some leg, especially. Yeah, dude, that is a good forest creature. Damn, that's actually a great costume, man. Nice.
That's what I was like, that works. I was like, I'm not gonna be like a glittery, sparkly like deer. Like, I'm not some hot chick.
Yeah. Yeah. That's honestly, I feel like gnome is pretty solid. I mean, I can't think of much better than that. Maybe like something from Lord of the Rings or something. But yeah, that's, I like that move. How many gnomes you guys got?
Right now, I believe we have four gnomes. And then I have another buddy coming up on Saturday who's never been to a festival. And he's like, are you telling me I have to buy a gnome costume? And I looked at him. I said, you don't have to, but you will be spending the majority of the evening with four gnomes. So you dress as you want. He was like,
he's going to come up dressed as a cop.
Right. He's like, is that a threat? I was like, that's a promise. Like, the gnomes are going to be out in force.
Wow.
And then he Googled gnome costumes. I go, that's the one I got. And he's like, the first one that shows up in Amazon. I was like, well, yeah.
Damn, boys.
What about you guys?
What, for outfits?
Yeah.
Dude, I could put mine on. I actually haven't opened it yet, but it's like, I did not go with the theme. For some of us, this is the highlight of the summer. For others, this is the warm-up for the highlight of the summer. So I'm going with that theme, the Burning Man theme, which is waking dreams. And so I don't have my full costume finished for that, but I'm just testing out some of my sort of side costumes. I don't even know what you'd call this. It's like, I suppose it would be like if you turned yourself into a disco ball, it'd be something approaching that, but it's all pretty comfortable because I want to dance. I haven't got to dance in like 5 months, I would say. So I'm trying to get some serious shuffling in every night.
Yeah, I have a ridiculous shirt. Well, not ridiculous, but a pretty bright shirt that I didn't realize Joe had too for Friday night. I was like, oh, we have the same shirt. And we did not talk about ordering that shirt. We just both did. Also, let me ask you guys this. Now, I get people do this, but like, I found out, I thought our buddy sent me that text and was like, what shirt should I wear? It wasn't a group text, but then I found out he sends it to Cobb and to Taryn and to like somebody else. And I was like, well, not like, am I wrong? Like, is it feel like it takes away from the personal text?
Well, I'll let Matt answer first, actually, because I have some opinions.
If I send out a mass text individually, it's usually to clients, but I'll just throw the word generic. I'll just say generic text, letting you know, or wondering, you know, just to give everyone, just to let you know, like, you're on a thread that you don't know how big it is, who else is on it. I'm in control here. Just, you know, this is what it is. But yeah, I mean, it depends on the situation. Asking about a shirt, it could have been a group thread, but also people's opinions get influenced by the tribalism, you know, like if you want independent opinions, you got to ask independently.
A little more context. The photo was of a well-groomed man's closet. So you're talking about nice dress shirt, golden sparkly shirt, nice dress shirt. And he was asking, which shirt should I wear for trial tomorrow? Or at least that's the text that I got. And so I feel like I could see how Ted feels cheated. Okay, I'll say that. I want to get that out of the way. But I do the same thing. I find a joke that works and I iterate through a couple of people, even just in, you know, during the course of a party, I'll get some mileage out of a good line. Via text, you know, it's a little more explicit and less discreet, but I do it too, so I can't blame the man. And you know, he found something that people liked and he liked the joke, hit a couple of friends with it. Is it the most ethical above board move? No. Am I gonna lose a friendship over it? Absolutely not.
Oh no, I just don't feel special. And when I got that text, I was like, I'm special. It's like when somebody sends you a text and it's like, look at this awesome photo, like, great job, man, glad you're having a fun day. And then they post it on Instagram. I'm like, man, I thought that was just a thing we were doing. Now the whole world can see it.
Hey,
dude, if that gets you, then we have a friend in common who is the king of that. He comes to town and you'll know who I'm talking about. He comes to town and he'll text you individually. Sup, man, what are you doing tonight? Let's go to this nightclub. I got a VIP, like bottle service, the whole thing. Let's hang out. You and me. Like, great. I'm the man. Like, God, I can't believe he texted me. Like, I really am important to him. I knew we were friends, but like, that's cool because he's really important to me. Show up to the nightclub, you and 40 of your closest friends with that guy. And you're like, oh, cool. And you get a quick hello. Hey, what's up, man? Oh, awesome to see you. Cool. I'm going to go have drinks with these hot chicks. Like, thanks, bro. And there have been many nights, multiple times where Ted and I are in a VIP staring at each other, just like, what the hell happened? Watching this particular friend just like, you know, go home with a girl or whatever. Like, tell me that's not true, Ted.
It's 100% true. I remember one night I showed up and like, I had no idea. Everybody's already having fun time. It's like bottle service. And I'm just like, oh, I'm just the guy that came from the Sounders game. Like, y'all don't even need me.
Yeah, exactly. You come up feeling like the man, feeling like the VIP. And then it's like, no, dude, you're a side prop. Like, that guy's the main character. Dude, Ted, god damn it, that actually just reminds me, sorry, this won't make a lot of sense to people listening, but when we got bottle service on the log, that was probably the highlight for me in terms of club experiences.
Oh yeah, and that's a melting right bottle service with four slices. Are you Ted Smith? Yeah. You want a beer? Hell yeah.
That was rad, dude.
Yeah, obviously if you see us up there this weekend, say hello. And like, before we started this, we were talking about like all the friends we have that all hang out together. But also like, I don't know, I think I was coming out of the bathroom and heard Matt say this. Like, I also like to go to Summer Meltdown to meet like random people that I don't know or talk to all the time. It's like, it's fun to hang out too and meet other like-minded people that are just like, screw it, we're going to take 4 days and have fun.
Yeah. And dude, speaking of, I know a full other camp too that, that you can meet. There's like, you know, 8-10 people in it, so that'll be a good hang. You know one of them already, and then it's a bunch of other people that I mostly know, so yeah, it'll be a good time. We're gonna know a lot of folks there, but it'll be nice kind of mixing it up. I feel like changing the venue and stuff, I don't know, I think it's gonna be cool.
Yeah, I mean, like I told you, I am so looking forward to sitting in the river, chilling out, then partying at night. And I mean, it's gonna be warm out there, man. We're gonna make or break people.
Yeah, it's gonna be warm. I mean, I got that Texas blood now, so I'm good, but I'm just kidding.
Well, I was also laughing as some people that we know were like, you know, be prepared for this. And I'm like, well, half the people on this fucking thread are burners. Like, they've dealt with worse. Like, I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, seriously. Like, that's the most inhospitable environment. This is like a Northwest forest in the summer. Like, the most hospitable, easy to find food environment you can imagine. Plus unlimited music and drinks.
I will say that's the one worry when it gets that hot. It's like, yeah, you just got to be careful with the booze.
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Well, you're not. Matt doesn't even drink. You're far from like a big drinker. That's probably just a little message to me and my buddies.
Yeah.
Let's see. Cobb, you were just talking about dancing. So 2 weeks ago, I went to a wedding, did a lot of dancing. Last weekend, though, Mike's wedding. Boys, I dominated.
You set it off?
Oh, yes, sir.
Let's
small
go.
Wedding. It's only about 50 people. They had, I forget the name of the brick oven place, but they're just pumping out pies, like having some waters. I cut myself off for an hour and just went regular, non-alcoholic seltzer waters. People were like, you're not drinking? Like, I'm drinking, but like, it's fucking three. Like, we got a long night ahead of us. So, you know, eat
marathon,
eat, right? Get some, and then like the music starts, but there's only like the bride, like five girls in a circle dancing. I mean, I couldn't get my jacket off quick enough. Like, wow. Let's get it right. Start dancing. Then like, then you have a few more pops and then I'm just calling people out. Right. I'm like, Sean, thrill. Let's go. People want to dance. Let's keep it going.
Show yourself, cowards. Nice, dude. Wow, so Ted is gone. Dude, you really are a butterfly. I mean, you've come out of the chrysalis and you've spread your wings. Like, you went from, I don't really.
Oh, dang it.
I kind of crushed this last wedding to, like, you're the dance guy now.
Yeah, wedding dance guy I'm all about. And people always go, like, I have friends that would be like, you're a good dancer. I'm a bad dancer. I'm like, you're not a bad dancer. Just have fun. Like, just move your hip. Like, I don't know. It's hard to see somebody dancing and being like, oh, they don't know what they're doing. You know, plus, I mean, weddings are more pop music. I struggle with like the festival dance sometimes at like a bluegrass show. I'm like, I don't know how to dance to this. Basically, I got to listen to my own advice. And just wiggle.
Yeah, seriously.
But no, it was a great time. Popped in, so it was down in Enumclaw. Popped in to the Yellow Beak afterwards for a quick beer and a shot. And I forgot how much I love those country girls, man. There's just hot blonde women. God damn it! right? And Cobb, one of the best things I ever took from you was going to American Apparel back in the day and getting those deep Bs, right?
Yep.
So by the time I walk into the Yellow Beak at like 9, the button-up shirt is off. It's deep B tucked in with just a jacket. Like, there was a point at the wedding where people were like, you've converted to like looking like a Russian drug dealer. And I'm like, ah, it's fine. It's a good look. I mean, we walk into the Yellow Beak and just, I mean, the tension's on us. Like, my buddy starts talking to these girls, and finally the guy with them goes, just so you know, those are all my daughters.
Like, well, that's, you know. Yeah, you brought him into the wolf's den, bitch. What did you think was gonna happen? Look at me. I only do two things and we're almost out of vodka. You know? Like, that's the classic Russian. I mean, nice, dude. I'm not surprised. Wait, so okay. So I feel like in general, you know, those bumpers kind of keep you inside the line. I feel like you're a very respectful guy, something I like about you, but also I feel like sometimes, you know, over respecting women has held both of us back. You know, we're like, I respect you so much, I'm not even going to say hello. Did that, in that instance, back you off of those women?
Oh, no. He was more saying it to my buddy, like, I just, so you know, because he was laying on the heavy push. Look, Kyle, let me put it this way. I don't know if you guys ever been to Yellow Beak. It's a massive bar, right? But we're sitting right at the center, not standing at the center of the bar. The table behind us has the dad with his daughters are all like probably 30, right?
Love it.
But they're all blonde. They're super hot. But I'm kind of talking to this couple next to me who's a little bit older. But the woman is blonde and attractive, and the dude has great flow. So, like, I didn't even hear the line from the dad, but my buddy kind of comes over, and he's like, oh, yeah, like, right, introducing, like, hey, good to meet you. And he says something. So he said it very smoothly about like attractive blondes. And I was like, I don't two hot blondes in this bar I care about. And I spin around and go, that couple right there. And the lady's like, what? Us? And I'm like, you both have excellent flow. And then you could hear the table behind. Like, I ignored them so good that like it made them like me more.
Dude, Ted, God, the fish are jumping in the boat. I'm excited to see it in person at Summer Meltdown. I feel like you just... Dude, there's no way to fake that kind of energy and vibe. I feel like you are flowing right now. Like, you're reaching your zenith. The chrysalis has burst. We are full butterfly.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Is the next day he was like, God damn it, dude. That was funny as shit. He goes, you didn't miss a beat. And I was like, yeah, I know. I was in the zone, man. We were grooving. We were getting ready. Wow.
Summer of Ted. I like it.
Yeah.
Although that sounds vaguely weird, like Summer of Sam. So maybe not.
Also, good news, boys. I've met some people that I've hung out with a little more that are big listeners. And they're like, man, you guys have been on fire the last couple of weeks. Of course, the one woman is a barista. So she's like, why does Cobb hate tattooed baristas?
Whoa, hate? Where did she get hate?
You called them weird.
Oh, dude, that's just, oh, man. Let's have a real conversation about that. I called them weird. I mean, I'm also, okay. Let's start over here.
Just real quick, what are the chances you thought after you made that comment a week later I'd be hanging out with a tattooed barista?
0%, and I wish it was me. Here's the thing. I throw out a lot of ridiculous things on this podcast. That's because, one, I'm not that smart, and two, you know, sometimes words just flow, and I try not to, you know, I try not to, what's it called, like, edit them before they come out. I throw out all kinds of crazy things, talking about fighting professional UFC fighters and how I would win. Like, I don't know, dude. I say whatever comes to mind. But I will say, as far as bikini baristas, one, just two nights ago, I was on reddit.com/r/bikinibarista, checking out bikini barista shots. A. B, I had one weird experience in Bothell, and I feel like now it's my own insecurity around liking the alternative look of bikini baristas that's got me pinned down. I told you I pulled it. All right, this is embarrassing, but I'll just throw it out. Okay, so in Bothell, boys, all right. In Kenmore, there's a bikini barista stand, and the cops were trying to bust them for like, you know, showing, yeah, something like that, or soliciting acts or something weird. It's called Best Friend Espresso, for those who are interested. It's directly in front of St. Vincent de Paul. They're now owned by somebody else, so don't worry. But the cops went through and they got 92 pieces of evidence. They went through the drive-through barista where they were showing their, you know, lady parts 92 times before reporting it and saying, yep, we caught them. Like 92 times of them showing more than they should have been. So I always thought that was intriguing. So I kind of forgot about it. And in Bothell, I pulled into a stand. I don't want to say their name, but, you know, you could find it pretty easily. Pulled in and it was like 6 a.m. I just wanted a coffee. Had no idea what I was getting myself into because it's sort of, what's the word? It's like, you know, it has a benign name and a benign paint job. There are no pictures of girls. There's nothing. It's just a striped building. Okay. It looks like a bumblebee. So I pull in and I'm like, wow, that's weird that there's a full glass back door on this thing. Boom. Probably like 18 years old and a day. 18 years old and a day, string bikini, white. And boys, I'm on my scooter. I just panicked. I was like, dude, I'm not getting caught in a sting operation. I just gassed it out of that thing. Just fully red, flush the face. I've been embarrassed about it ever since. I've told that story to a couple of people. And I still feel bad. So like, it's only that I feel so uncomfortable. Like I am a perv, but I feel bad perving on them. So that's the only reason I say anything about bikini baristas.
On her defense, when you said it, you just said tattoo baristas and she's not a bikini one. But I will say I've had two odd instances. Number one, I dated a girl and like she'd always be like, no, we're going here. And I was like, ooh, the bikini baristas? She's like, they make really good coffee too. And I was like, all right, fair.
Yeah, it's like Playboy for the articles. I get it.
Right. And then one time I was getting coffee up off 99 and there was like a bikini barista stand.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just killing time. Literally, I just, because I had lost my license years ago. So I just taken the test. They're like, all right, you passed. You can have a license again. I'm like, dope. So I'm waiting for the bus. I'm like, I'll get a cup of coffee. And I just start BSing with the one girl. And I'm like, I don't want to be that guy. But I'm like, I'm going to throw it out to see what happens. And I was like, oh, yeah, we talk about these sometimes on our show. What's your show? It's like, the men's room on KSW. And the girl in the back who's just been like sitting up on a thing, like hops down. She's like, who are you? I'm like, B. Ted Smith.
This is the beginning of a porno movie. I'm just going to say that right now.
I mean, Matt, you don't have to say anything. We all know you used to go to Bikini Barista Stand.
I worked that.
You're the number one fan.
So much back in the day, dude.
I mean, the problem dude. Is, if you give three guys any opportunity to be like, hey, there's going to be girls in bikinis. Like, yeah, I mean, if I'm going to get coffee, why not get it from them?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. That is a very unique Northwest thing. Ted, have I ever told you about how I almost got caught in a sting operation in Lake City?
No, but tell me more.
Okay, dude, this is like not that long ago, unfortunately. I wish this was like 20 years ago, but it's not. So, okay, so I always say that the, you know, the bikini barista stands, like there's one up there that's across the street from a strip club. And I'm always like, okay, that's like kind of the minor league, you know, that's the farm league, right? Like they kind of, they kind of learn the trade and then they move up into it. So I've always just, so I used to spend a lot of time in that area because I owned a business up near Green Lake. And so, you know, there's just a lot of comings and goings to the hardware store or whatever. So I'm up there and I'm with a friend. I drop them off. They have a meeting for an hour and then they want me to pick them up. So I'm literally just killing time. And there's that Jack in the Box up there on 99. So this is like right as inflation and stuff is starting to hit. Probably, it's probably 8 months ago, maybe even less. And inflation is starting to hit. And I'm sitting there. And of course, I was driving our white unmarked popcorn van. Okay. So, you know, number one, I look like a John or at least a sleazy dude. So I'm sitting in the van and I'm like, man, like all the prostitutes who are walking out here, like they seem a little too hot. You know, I was like, maybe I'm just older now, but these girls seem like my age and like kind of put together. Like I always had seen, you know, prostitutes before and they kind of were, you know, they looked like they had some miles on those tires. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like some serious hard miles, you know? And these girls were like, man, they kind of just looked like girls who maybe went to my high school. You know, they're like, And I was like, you know, 2 out of 5, I'd consider it if they weren't, you know, covered in disease and I didn't have a girlfriend and whatever, you know, all the other circumstances. But it was like, you know, just looks wise, like, wow, you know, not bad. And I was like, damn, I wonder, like, because I always say that inflation, like you can tell, I'm always monitor it from fast food because they're big global corporations. They change their prices the fastest in response to beef you know, changes in beef, changes in cheese, sugar, whatever. So I'm always like, damn, like now a deluxe double stack is $3 or whatever. Like, okay, inflation's going up. And I was like, I wonder how far down the totem pole these girls are and see if they change their prices for inflation or if it's still, you know, $20 for whatever, like a hand job, or I'm not really sure. I don't know what we could say on here. Matt, you've got to delete this.
It's all right. Yeah.
But so
you should also delete $20. I mean, it's not 1985.
Right. So exactly. So I was like, all right, like, does inflation play a role in these girls' prices? Like, have they upped their prices now that inflation's hitting? And I swear to you, I was like 2 minutes from getting out of my car and just walking over and asking them, like, hey, you know, do you guys account for inflation? Like, what does something like this cost? But I was like, you know what? Like, just, I know you're curious, too, but just let's be cool. Let's chill. Something seems weird about this. Sure enough, I didn't say anything. Sure enough, literally 3 days later on the news, huge undercover bust on 99 on that day of like 200 Johns. And I was almost caught by the Vice Squad just asking about inflation. Yeah, dude.
Well, I mean, you got to go with your natural instinct too. Like if you see like, I always call them streetwalkers as opposed to like escorts or prostitutes, but like you see a streetwalker that maybe looks too good, it's probably a cop.
They were literally all cops or working for cops. And like, I was like, oh, like that makes sense. Cause they seemed kind of normal, you know? Wow. Right. Yeah. So anyway, boys, I almost went down bad.
Damn it. And nobody would believe you. I was just asking.
I know.
Inflation.
We would have,
but like
this podcast would have held up in court. They would be like, actually, he has pretty good documentation. He's exactly the sort of guy that would do something completely stupid, but also legal.
That's the thing. I'm like, is it illegal to ask them about inflation-based pricing? And they're like, no, but you were propositioning somebody. Someone's like, no, I wasn't. I was asking about her prices. And like, that's what they all say. Get in the van.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the illegal part is when you're asking about prices.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I honestly close.
All right, before we take a break, did anybody see what Aaron Rodgers showed up in camp like today?
Nope.
I should have sent you the picture. I don't know if he was doing it as a costume. It seemed like a costume, but have you guys ever seen the cinematic masterpiece Con Air?
Nope.
No.
Oh, all right. Well, then forget it. But he showed up like Nick Cage in Con Air.
Wow.
Wife beater, tucked in, long hair flowing, beard not really, not really shaved. I was like, I think he's dressing as Con Air Nick Cage.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just reading the articles now. Nicolas Cage. Was that just a coincidence or did he dress as Nicolas Cage?
I'm not sure, but if he dressed as him on purpose, it makes me like him more.
Do we have time for a quick Nick Cage story?
It's hard to top the last one.
Well, okay, so my dad met Nick Cage randomly. Like the other day, like last month down in Redondo Beach, he was walking by with a couple ladies who wanted ice cream. And then he came back and my dad was the one that told him where the ice cream was. My dad was like, he told the guy at the hot dog on a stick, that guy looked like Nick Cage. And the guy at the hot dog on a stick was like, yeah, it's because it was. And I was like, no kidding. Really? Okay. And then Nick Cage and the girls come back. And they're like walking by again and they chop it up a little bit. And my dad loves hot dog on a stick and knows it's Nick Cage now. And he goes, hey, can I get a picture? And he wanted a picture of Nick Cage in front of hot dog on a stick. But Nick Cage is like, sure. And came in, put his arm around him for a selfie. And my dad's never taken a selfie before in his life.
I was going to say, you sent it to me. It's an epic picture. It's like, yes. Oh, look at him out there hanging with Nick Cage.
So he goes, oh, I think, yeah, this is how you do it. And then he's like, wait, what's this? why is it counting down? And Nick Cage is like, you hit the timer. Here, let me do it. And Nick Cage hit the button for that selfie.
Oh, that's awesome. That'd be even better if Nick Cage had held the phone, because that looks like Nick Cage just taking a selfie with Mitch.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so rad.
He's never taken a selfie before in his life. So, yeah, shout out Nick Cage. He's very cool.
All right. Well, let's take our first break there, and we'll come back with some emails. What's Mattin in the Cow Top? All right. Welcome back. We should tell people, by the way, like, Josh is just a buddy of ours. There's still, I believe there's still some tickets out there. You can go on the website. But yeah, come up for a couple of days, Summer Meltdown. It's a great time. It's a new venue. It'll be a little different. We just don't know. But it's, I mean, always a great time. Cool people, good music. And I'm pumped to see Travis Thompson on Saturday. I have not seen him in person yet.
It's a lot closer than it was before for like doing it as a weekend in Snohomish this year. And Travis Thompson, yeah, I think it goes like him, then Grizz, then Brass Against on Saturday. Like, that is the best 1-2-3 lineup I've ever seen on a Meltdown lineup, because usually I don't recognize enough of the people. Like, that's my own doing, but I was just like, damn, I don't know if I'll even get back to camp to smoke. Like,
dude, I'm with you. I've played more Travis Thompson in the last 2 weeks than ever. But I was like, I usually don't care about like getting too fired up for the music beforehand. I was like, I need to know more of these lyrics so I can look like the cool guy. All right, Mr. Cobb, we got some emails.
Yes, and Ted, you know you're already looking like the cool guy. The butterfly has left the chrysalis. They're jumping in the boat. Okay. I can't say this enough. All right. This is actually a sweet email. I'm pumped about this one. Playing catch up for the last 3 months. Good evening to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
Haven't listened since early April because I had a baby. So now I'm playing catch up on all the episodes. I'll make these bullet points go fast. And then he just covers like a bunch of our last episodes. So I'll rifle them off. We can talk about them. Dude, playing against your friends is way more fun. It's extra motivation.
All right.
Cedro Woolley wrestling isn't to be messed with. One dude threw my heavyweight friend who had to cut weight to get to 265. They tossed him in the air. That's what I'm saying, man. Cedro Woolley, baby. I don't even know why I know this, but they just are renowned. Terrified. It was like just known to fear them. Okay. Luke Combs brings all the hotties with them bodies out.
That's true. And Luke Combs likes some Miller Lite. Seems like a decent dude.
This one's my personal favorite. Dude, F C-Tech security.
Damn, that sucked.
Yeah, and honestly, Jaden, they broke me. I finally got clear. I just couldn't do it anymore. I held out resistance for 10 years. Every time I went through, I would get the pat down rather than the body scan, rather than the backscatter machine. I did my part, but I finally succumbed beneath the wheels of capitalism. So I just need to get that off my chest.
Dude, I used to be an opt-out guy too. And then after a few, I was like, all right, this is taking too long.
Dude, that's the thing, man. What breaks first, the anvil or the hammer? You know, for those of you listening at home, it's the hammer.
I was going to say, I like that. It's obviously the hammer. I've not heard that one, but I like that.
Yeah, they got us. I'll just say it. I'm embarrassed, but they got me. All right. But look, you know what? Those cops on 99 didn't.
It's updated. It doesn't mean it's an upgrade.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Am I the only one picturing Ted tailgating the symphony?
Except I was at a fancy steakhouse drinking coffee espresso martinis, but you're not far off.
That's the rich man's tailgate, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Next up, there's nothing better than cruising in a Jeep top down with Rainier in the front window in the summer. Nice. Not sure what that's related to, but I like it.
That's a good call.
So we were talking about downloading skills. He said, I download the skill to play any instrument perfectly.
Yeah, I think that's what I took too. Like the idea of playing, like just being like, oh, now I can play music.
Yeah, now I'm Violin Smith. Yeah, that would be You're a baller, like a little child genius. Damn, Ted, that's actually pretty good. Ted's like miming playing a violin. It's not bad.
I'm one of those people. If I can see something, like I do, like most people do air guitar, I do air bass. And like even Thrill on Saturday was like, he goes, man, I play the bass. Why? I keep looking at you thinking you know what you're doing. I'm like, no, no, no. I just can watch people do stuff and kind of repeat it.
Nice.
also, the last who plays air bass.
I know that is a nice twist. It's like, I don't want to be the front man, even in my own imagination.
Right.
All right. And the last one, how do I know she belongs to the streets? Easy. She's got a tat and has a vape in hand wherever she goes. It took me a second to realize what a tat was. Nice, dude. Take care, gents. Jade.
Well, yeah, the tat on the cleavage is a tough look.
Yeah, she belongs to the streets for sure. That's 100%, bro. She got paw prints tattooed on her. That's streets.
Are you just describing the rapper Eve?
I don't know.
Who used to be a stripper before she got into rapping.
Dude, I got a quick question. Where are you guys at on pierced?
Cobb, stop saying the T word because he has to dump it every time.
Talk about
God damn it.
Oh, God.
All right, where are you guys at on pierced melons?
Great.
Talk to me, boys. Talk to me.
Ted,
I don't work for your company.
Yeah.
I mean,
neither do I. So f you, God.
Well, also, nice, dude. Nice.
Because there's a single tat, and then there's like the whole chest piece, and I don't know how the whole chest piece seems classier than having just one boob tat.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the pierce.
I mean, I'm in.
All right, go ahead, Matt.
You know, yeah, I think the piercings are fun. Tattoos, you know. Depends, but you know, it's not like the classiest thing, but that doesn't mean it's not like fun. You know, and the piercings, I mean, I think they're classy. It's just like, you know, how to have a good time.
Dude, well, it was fun watching you both squirm answering that. I'm obviously 1000% and I think they're sexy as hell. But I have my camera off, so people can't see. Yeah, they can't see me. Okay. Nice, Ted. Greetings to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
I emailed last week and Cobb comments on my email and signature names not matching. Sadly, there isn't that much mystique. I just made an email under a fake name like 15 years ago and use it for anything not professional so that it throws off all the phishing and scams. Even the most convincing blackmail or whatever other scam has a hard time being convincing when they call me John Pinkerton. Also, my personal email gets almost zero spam, so that's rad. Also, while he mostly mentions it on the men's room, I wanted to let Ted know that Disney decided to throw away my heritage and replaced the Epcot Norway log ride with some tripe for the movie Frozen a few years ago. They also replaced some of the stuff in the museum with pseudo-historical nonsense from it, because apparently World Heritage and teaching people things isn't more important than pushing a fairly terrible Disney movie. Cheers, Chris.
Right. So if you ever went and like we're hanging out at Epcot Center, you know, around Lake Buena Vista there, they have all the countries. So it's kind of famous. Some people go down there and you try to have a drink in every country. But Norway, the first time I went, I was 19. Norway used to have a little log ride in their country. So I'm always like, Norway's the best. They got a log ride. But apparently now it's a frozen ride or a frozen thing. You can hear the disappointment in my voice.
Yeah. Sure can.
Yep. I know. I'm just like, come on, man. With that said, I would still go to Disney World. I know it's a fake world, but man, having, and I also like, look, I'm a good drinker, but I learned this with my cousins one year. Go every other country, folks. Unless it's just you and like your girl or you and a couple buddies and you have no plans for the rest of the evening, you can drink in every country. But like, it's tough, dude. Like, go every other country.
Wait, couldn't they have done like a frozen margarita or something? I mean, it seems like an obvious tie-in.
Well, when you stop by France, I would get they have Grey Goose slushies or Grand Marnier slushies.
Wow.
Wow, a Grand Marnier slushie. That's damn.
Yeah, France is the one country you got to hit. I always skip America because it's like, I don't know, like I don't need to get a hot dog and a Budweiser. Like I live here.
Yeah.
Germany has German beers, and they have a food hall in there that's like buffet style, and they have like a band in there. Germany's pretty fun too, but don't make a Das Boot joke. They're over it.
Oh, I bet.
Like, oh, you have Das Boot? And I remember the guy looks at me and goes, "Would you see beer?" He's like, "You saw Beer Fest?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'll probably every white guy that comes in here makes that joke to you, huh?" All right, well, let's check in with What's Mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's Mattening?
Before we get to What's Mattening,
hey, what's good? What's Mattening?
Whoa. Check out with What's Mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's Mattening?
Whoa. Before we get to What's Mattening,
hey, what's good? What's Mattening?
Whoa. Check out with What's Mattening.
Well, speaking of France, I suppose, the French Grand Prix was on F1. So I watched that. It was my first time watching practice. But I just watched it before qualifying because it was just on demand. And like, man, do those announcers go in depth on that. Like,
so I only watch practice if it's like a new course. Like okay. I watch practice for like Miami and stuff because they were new courses. But like watching practice actually isn't that bad. And with the French Grand Prix, it was on at like 8 a.m. I was like, this is perfect.
Yeah. So I enjoyed a lot of it. I think the track looked cool with the red and the blue. And I couldn't tell what the hell you're supposed to do looking at it. But, you know, yeah, that was a fun race. I mean, I'm like fully on with this still. Like I follow a bunch of Instagram and Twitter accounts now of like memes and they're all making fun of Ferrari right now. Like poor Leclerc. Damn, dude. Yeah, so I mean, and that was kind of his home race, they said at the start. So that's because he's from Monaco, which I guess is just kind of right there. Yeah, so I definitely enjoyed that. Other than that, I was just kind of getting ready to come up here. We flew out on Monday, which is yesterday, and just kind of like, I don't know, running random little miscellaneous errands. I had some work stuff I was trying to take care of. And, you know, some of that got actually a little exciting. But, you know, it was, mostly just kind of getting ready to come up here, get excited for Meltdown. It's been awesome. Like, I was trying to think about it all episode. Like, what did I do this weekend? It's just been, like, since I got home, you know, I went back, got some Ethiopian food in the Central District, had a day today on the lake, and, you know, I'm still not really prepared for Meltdown. After all of this, like, yeah, I'm just hanging out. Like, getting ready, like, kind of, not really. I did get the tent pitched today. The new tent's going to be sweet. Very excited about that. Shout out Prime Day.
I'm with you. Like, as soon as we get off this, like, I gotta start doing laundry and start packing because I'm leaving tomorrow night after work to spend the night up north. So, like, I gotta get on this.
Oh, yeah, it's here, boys. So we have a guy, Craig, in our group. I'll call him out by name. I love him to death. I don't know if he listens, but if he does, that's fine. But I got the same tent as him after I saw him. Set it up in 60 seconds, like under 60 seconds by himself. I was like, I'll help you pitch a tent. He's like, I really don't need your help. That's fine. And I just saw him. I was like, this is awesome. And so, it went on sale on Prime Day, snatched it up, very excited about it. And also, I feel like Craig's the sort of guy that's not exactly like taking meticulous care of his equipment every single time he uses it, which is a good thing for a guy like me to get some feedback from.
That's a good call. I still laugh about the one time, like it was his first year. and he's like down in the river. Number one, he's in like crew socks. And I'm like, why are you still wearing socks, man? Like, we're in the river. And I remember he had some weird excuse, like, all right. And then later he was talking about slapping the bag. You know, when you got like a, and I was like, but right, like he's going into it. And I thought he was just setting me up for a joke. And then finally I'm like, oh, wait a minute. You've never done this in your life. And he's like, no. And I'm like, no, it is awesome. I love slapping the bag. I just assume everybody had done that at some point in their life.
He was having so much fun. He's awesome. So I'm really excited. Come out. It's closer, you know, you can come out for the weekend or whatever. I love getting a LARP on randomly. I love it's, yeah. You know, it'll throw you sometimes out there. You're like, yeah, dude, nice. Get super stoked.
I think the one time it really threw me was Cobb and I were walking across the campground, literally like with towels wrapped around us as we had just hit the showers. And this guy's like, LARP, and starts talking to us. And we're like, what? Well, you listen to the podcast. Dope. Yeah, man. Like, we're just leaving the shower. So give us 10 minutes to put some clothes on.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I felt bad as he was all fired up. And like, I was like, hang on. Like, you're confusing my brain right now. I was like just settling it into Saturday night mode.
Like, sir, I am naked.
Right. Underneath this towel, I am naked and I am not sober.
Yeah. Tough time for a handshake. That's awesome.
Well, is it about that time?
Pew, 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 pew. Cobb topic.
All right, boys. Well, since my big reveal about my near run-in with the law, which I definitely never planned on telling on this cast, but sometimes you guys just, I don't know, you guys can be pumped up. So I overshare. The cop topic this week is kind of along that same line, which is, what's your question that's like, I really want to know the answer, but if I Google this, like, I'm getting put on an FBI list. I'm ended up, you know, doing an interview with the NSA. Like, what's your, I really want to know the answer to this, but if I Google it, I'm going on a list question. So feel free to email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com. If you're too scared to put it in type, I get it. You can just say it silently, you know, three times in the mirror and the message will get to Ted. But yeah, if you have one, what's your, I really want to know the answer to this, but if I Google it, I'll be put on a list question. Boys?
Well, drug combinations, you always feel weird Googling.
What do you mean?
Like, can I take this with that? Or I'm on this prescription. Can I still... But the latest one I had was I started.
I'm on this prescription. Yeah, I'm on this prescription from my friend.
I take a couple daily prescriptions. Like, what can you mix with it?
Yeah. Do Molly and Viagra go together?
But the latest one I had that scared me was I watched this show on Netflix called Web of. Not Web of Lies, like Web of Deceit. Yeah, anyhow, it's about like internet stuff and how a lot of it's like people are getting kind of. Anyhow, one episode is a girl and it's just titled, I'm Not a Nazi. And she joins like the alt-right and this and that. And she's like, after a while, she's like, she start using terms that, thank God, I have never heard before. But you would only know these terms if you're like a neo-Nazi. So I was like... Like, I want to look up the term, but I was too scared to look it up on my phone. As I was like, I don't want the machine to think I'm a Nazi.
Yeah, that's fair. Yes, especially with like, what's called like in terms or what's the word for that? Colloquialisms, whatever. Like, yeah, so that you would only know if you are into that.
Yeah, trust me, there was a few of them in there. And I was like,
that was a good pass by you.
Yeah, I was like, I have never heard of that. Thank goodness. But yeah, so that was the last one that really scared me. I was like, I'm not going to Google that. So I Googled it at work.
Thanks, bro.
Bro.
Wow. Wow, dude.
Smart thinking.
God, that's, wow. That's, I did not see that coming.
Oh, man.
I feel like there's been three moments in this podcast where the narrator would come over the top and be like, and Ted was let go the next day.
Matt?
Yeah, no, I just like how you're like, you don't want to look it up, but just go ahead and put it out recorded. Yeah. Everyone can hear it and bookmark it and listen back to it anytime they want.
Or email it to us, either way, whatever you're comfortable with.
I can't email it. I gotta like say it. No, you know, I would say I have a lot of morbid curiosities. And you know, the internet kind of, I don't know. I feel like Netflix answers a lot of my questions about killing people. Not that I want to, I'm just, it's kind of fascinating to me. And all those serial killer documentaries do a great job of like just teaching you everything you could want to know. And then I saw everything too early on the internet. Like that, you know, I don't know. I don't want to say like all the early internet things that I looked up, but like, I mean, I just saw some wild videos and photos that I feel like I would never want to look up. Like, all right, I was just going to say some names that if you were there, like Tub Girl.
Does it involve lemons at a party?
Tub Girl and the BME Pain Olympics and all sorts of wild stuff back then.
Oh, like, my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like, what do I need to know? What would get me in trouble now? Like, I'm pretty tame compared to the early days of the internet. I don't know what's out there now, but yeah. My curiosities are pretty well carved out by this point.
Yeah, well, better. The NSA knows what they're dealing with.
Yeah, I feel like I'm already there. Like, do they have watch lists in the late 90s? Like, I was on some stuff.
We saw that story like a month ago. A woman wrote like I can't remember if it was a blog post or like an opinion post. And it was like, how to kill your husband. Yeah, she got arrested for killing her husband.
Whew. Wow.
Now there.
Dude, I just want to know if strippers account for inflation. Jesus.
Those aren't strippers, my brother.
Yeah. You know,
the show I was talking about, by the way.
I don't know what I want to say, you know?
It's called a Web of Make-Believe. Death, Lies, and the Internet.
Web of Make-Believe. Okay.
It's pretty solid, man. Cobb, you would really like it, man. There's a lot of good stuff in there. And you're like, oh, my God, I didn't realize how that could happen. But
I've been meaning to check out How to Change Your Mind. But I know what it's about. It's like, yeah, my mind's changed. Got it.
Yeah, you're in.
All right. Good point. By the way, we're off next week. We'll be back the week after that. Other than that, if we see it meltdown, even if we're weird because we're not expecting you, please say hi. I mean, trust me, the time in between Travis Thompson and Grizz, I will be in the beer garden. Like, that was a hell of a show. Let's get a couple beers in us and head back in.
Definitely.
All right, boys, I'll see you this weekend. For MCTP, for Cobb, the Ted Smith, this is the podcast. Cheers.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.